mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
It's Monica's birthday and her husband Paul. They were doing spring cleaning. Mm-hmm. All Paul had to do was bring back some old books to the library. And he thought we might be able to use that to get Monica a Brian Bellbuster for her birthday.
Hello.
Hi, trying to reach Monica?
This is Jay. Can I help you?
Yes, did you guys donate some books?
Yeah, we did. We did. We were doing some spring cleaning and stuff, and, you know, we couldn't use them anymore, so we figured someone could.
Okay, this is Joe Bookman calling from Library Investigations, from the Public Library.
Library Investigations?
Yes, in going through your donations, we came across a book that was actually checked out from this library.
Really?
There's a copy of Our Bodies Ourselves that was checked out May 26, 1993.
Jeez, okay.
So we got to talk about some serious penalties and fines here.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Very serious. That's so the rates, back in 93, the rates were just 50 cents a day, and then they went up to a dollar a day in 2000. And then with penalties and adjustments for inflation, that's $9,749 for that book.
Can I just give you the money for the book? What is the book worth, maybe?
Like, well, you know, $10? It's funny you should mention that, because there's also a defacing penalty. Looks like there were some highlighted pages of Our Bodies Ourselves. Something about a special relationship with your pillow. I don't know what that's all about.
What? I didn't even look at that. I didn't even look at the books. We looked at them quickly. You know, there was probably like 30 of them.
That particular book is actually just going out of circulation. They're not going to be printing any more editions, so it's a very expensive proposition to get a new one. It's a $1,200 cost just to get one new book.
Well, there's no way I'm paying $9,000 for a book. Sorry, I'm not doing it.
There's a lot of questionable drawings in this book.
No, I'm not doing it. Sorry.
Hey, you know, let me tell you something. You know that little stamp on that book that says Public Library? That may not mean anything to you, but it means a lot to me. A whole hell of a lot, okay? So you go ahead and laugh if you want to.
Yeah, I'm not laughing at all. Actually, it seems like it's pretty ridiculous. It means that much to you, you know? Do you even have a wife? I mean, do you have anybody? Maybe you should take that book home. Maybe you should take it home and use it for yourself, you know? I'll give you 50 bucks for it.
I know what you're thinking. This guy making such a big stink about old library books. Maybe we can live without libraries. Maybe people like you and me, sure. But we're too old to change. But what about that kid sitting down, opening a book right now in a branch at a local library, finding drawings of pee-pees and wee-wees and Cat in the Hat? He's better, don't you think?
Wow. You know what? If somebody did that to the book, it definitely wasn't us, because I don't even remember having that book. I just saw it. And you're keeping me from, this is my work break. You know, I'm trying to eat my lunch. And
oh, now you're trying to shirk your responsibilities with your penalties.
You're starting to get my blood pressure up. You know, I'm starting to get angry. It takes me a lot to get angry. I will gladly come in and pay $50 for the book, and that's it.
Well, you know who you can make the check out to?
Who?
You can make that check out to Brian Bell at WROR. Hey, Monica, this is a Brian Bell buster.
Oh, my God. I knew this couldn't be real.
Your husband, Paul, told us about his errands over the weekend, that he had to return all these books, and said it was your birthday, and we might be able to have a little fun with you.
Oh, my God. He's such a jerk, too. He knows, too. He knows that I'm a con person, and I'm, like, a giver, and, you know, what can I do? And I'm always here's a dollar. You know, he knows. Oh, my God. It must have been. He must be listening.
He had one job.
He's just a kid, but, man.
Well, thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show.
Yeah, I've listened to you guys forever. Yeah, you know, I should have known. I just, you know, you pulled it off pretty good there.
You can get Paul back on his birthday, too, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's on.
All right. Thanks for listening to WRO. Are.
Thanks so much.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.